boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo,
woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Chad Eigensburg, Missy, Fan of Bandana, Ding Ding Blues, Shit Goose, and Nudie Novak. I'm nude right now. You probably will wind up being nude.
Completely clothed as we speak.
Boring. Where were you?
I was home. Sleeping all day, actually. Slept the day away.
Yeah. Me and Hannah have the best story on earth. And I bumped into Missy at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, this happened right after we saw you.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
we went to CVS, and we pull up, and I thought that this young couple was making out right out front of CVS, but they weren't. Then this kid is just, like, in tears. No, he wasn't in tears yet.
No.
You tell it.
They're sitting in front of, like, this little, you know, those
a
little
guy
white
and a
boy.
Girl?
Yeah, it was a dude and a girl.
Young kids,
like,
maybe 18.
Maybe, right. Yeah, probably graduating year. Like, he
he's
just
in a,
home
he's in, like,
school.
A rice burner, like one of them Hondas with the wings and shit.
Well, it was fucking loud.
We found out that he was dropping her off at work.
Okay.
Because he was dropping whatever. But they must have gotten some kind of argument, because when we pulled up, he was, like, trying to grab her and, like, come on, babe, whatever. And she's just, like, grabbing his arm and, like, throwing it away and stomping her way into work. So he's like, fine, fuck you.
No. Fuck you. That's why I'd fuck Megan behind your back, bitch.
Oh, man.
He gets into his car.
Does a skiddy-ass burnout.
Does a skiddy burnout. And this like, blazer comes around the corner. So he has to swerve. His fucking right tire pops up onto the curb. I'm not kidding. See out the pickup window? I'm like, yeah, kind of. He's like, look out the pickup window. This kid is just in tears, changing his tire out in front of CVS, and she is
watching.
And she's like, watching because she's the pickup.
She's laughing his fucking. She's laughing his pain away.
You see him changing his like hot rod tire.
Not to mention, yeah, big red hair.
He probably wouldn't fucking put a loaded shotgun in his mouth.
Yeah, so when we're leaving,
himself by now. Actually,
we think it's funny and it's over. Whatever. So when we're leaving,
I think it's hilarious.
When we're leaving, we pull up behind him and he's got his car, tire changed. Like he's got his and he does another skiddy burnout with his donut. Like.
He really proved the point that day.
Dude, them rice burners. Skinny burnout.
He did a burnout, blew a tire out. She had to watch him be a loser changing his tire while he's crying.
And now he's on the cell phone call Megan. Did you fuck my girlfriend? She said you fucked her. I know you fucked her, Megan. Just say it. Just tell me the truth.
That's why I fucked Megan behind your back, bitch. Dude, and it was, like, not a small curb, either.
Was he a good-looking guy? Could he get away with that, or is he a fucking
no.
He was like a ginge with an afro.
Oh, man.
And he had zits.
Like a fat albino, with afro?
He's like a kid spending every after-school dollar on his rice burner to try and prove something to somebody that he's got a cool car or something.
Man, it's time to call
high
quits
school
for
shit,
that dude.
You know? It was fucking hilarious. I couldn't believe it.
I wonder if the chick was with him because she thought he had a cool-ass car.
It was just high school kids, it seemed like. But
suck a dick, and his was the one.
So my cousin Kevy, who just got out of jail or prison, wasn't it?
Prison, yeah, it was 2 years.
2 years in prison.
Hey, fuck it, 2 years to the door.
He's bigger than I've ever seen him before.
He's a fucking monster.
And he just knows how to knock people out in one punch. So I said, all right,
oh god,
Novak, I'll give you $1,500 if Kevy could prison punch you and knock you out, and Kevin will get $500.
I definitely talked before I thought that one out.
Yeah.
So Phil drove over with the checkbook.
And two bottles of liquor.
Seagram 7 or something.
And a bottle of red wine.
Oh, dude, I drank both of them and got so sick.
You became, me and Hannah, Mandy, and everyone out here, and you became completely annihilated. We're like, what the hell happened to Van?
I'm not drinking for 10 days.
Yeah, you lost it.
I'm 2 days down now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
What's after 10 days?
Drinking again.
Yeah.
Back to the bar.
The problem is...
Shut up,
Novak. I said it 10 days.
You know that there's going to be, like, some kind of special occasion. Like, I don't know, if we have a premiere, like, for friends for Where the F is Santa when it gets edited, like, I know that I'm going to have to sip on a beer and watch it.
Well, that'll be longer
stuff
than 10
like that.
Days.
But One beer leads to eight, you know?
What happened Angelica. To
so what happened when you got hit? Did you get hit?
Yeah, I got knocked out for 45 seconds.
You were supposed to hump Mandy in the woods before him.
I know. I'm getting ready to get... He could have broke my jaw. He could have killed me. Ben's like, well, let him do it on the top of the diving board and you fall in the pool. And I'm like, I will definitely die.
I did
at
not
pool.
Come up with that. I said not
did.
To do that.
You came up with it.
No,
I caught
no.
it off real fast.
You did come up
with
that.
He did call it up. So anyways, Bam's there. He's like, well, just let him punch you while we're in middle conversation. I'm like, no way. This is going to be a lot worse than this junkin' joke's going
to
play out.
And then while all that's on your mind, he was trying to get you to hump next to the fire.
Yeah, and then he wanted me to go, I'm getting ready to get my head knocked. He already has a car lined out to take me to the hospital after I get punched. Yeah. So I'm pretty much in my mind, I'm going to be going to the hospital. And he wants me to get my dick hard and go fuck in the woods for everyone's enjoyment before this happens.
Dude, you have a goddamn vine. Give me a prison push, Kevin!
Give him a prison punch, Kevin!
Prison push, Kevin!
Dude, he was warming up by punching the goddamn
tree.
He was punching a tree, a big fucking 8-foot-wide tree, as hard as he could with his bare foot.
Was that a redwood?
And it's such good footage, too. It'll be like a 10-minute clip. I think these are the type of clips that I'll put on, like, the bonus features of Ming Hags or something. Because there's still time.
Yeah, definitely get it out there.
Yeah,
give me a prison push,
DVD
Kevin!
Menu's getting done right about... Dude, things are taking so long, man.
What's up with Ming Hags?
Yeah, it's just...
I don't know.
Sound's done. Color corrections are happening right now in Philly. And then the DVD menus, and then you have to... Like, for instance, Where the F Is Santa is coming out for Christmas, like, right around November. And they need to have the final product by June 1st in order to print it up and market it.
That's insane.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
And that's why I don't want to, like, put a rush on something, because I'm not... I know that there could be better music and stuff like that, so that's why I'm going back and forth to New York.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, it sounds like something you just need to sit out in New York and power out.
They FedEx a new copy every single day for me to watch, and then I have to FedEx...
Notes back.
Yeah.
You might just go power out and sit there with the fucker.
It's like 3 to 4 hours out of the day every day, and I have to watch... I'm watching the same movie with, like, minor cuts.
If they don't... I don't understand why the fuck they don't let you edit the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers fucking up with that deal.
I mean, are you seeing every bit of footage that was shot, or are you just checking out their edit and saying, I cut it there?
Well, I just have to remember all the funny parts.
How do you remember what was shot?
Like, for instance, you said, we finally made it to Santa's castle, and you're like, I hope Santa's not a fucking asshole, but you said it 3 different times, and I feel that there was a better one.
There was one proper time that he said it.
I like the one when you're on the reindeer and you said it, but they picked the one that you were standing up.
Because it was the easiest last one, they came through, and they're like, yeah, they're standing up, cool.
The worst ever.
You have a better eye for it.
The worst is skate tricks.
I knew you were going to say that. Dude. You do the same thing with your skate tricks. Oh, first eye, that's usable.
It's like
three. The third one is the best.
I was talking to Vito today about it. He's just like... We can't find any of the skate stuff. I'm like, I've filmed, like, a lot of the shit.
But
why fly Chris Cole here, who won the X Games,
Skater
to skate when he switched 360 flips the pyramid and they just show, like, a 5-0 grind? It's like, if you want a 5-0 grind, just get a 13-year-old from Westchester because they could do it in a heartbeat.
And then they got the Kyle Brard trick, which they can't find anywhere, a kickflip backside nose on slide, which ends the whole skate scene because everyone runs up to him like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the proper outro for the skate park.
From the skate scene, you get the whole entire comedy you got to take
Nicholson.
Care of. So
Kyle Nicholson.
I think your vision on the comedy that we were out there filming, I think you definitely know what happened more so than the guy who's not reviewing hardly any of the tape anyway. He's checking out what Vito's notes probably are.
But, I mean, how do you explain to an editor, dude, you got to use the 360 flip nose blunt slide, man. Well, what's that? It's when the board goes into 360 and then it goes upside down into where the front of the board slides, like, at that point.
Do it yourself.
Yeah. It's almost easier to just be like, you know what? I'll just see you in 3 hours. I'm going to head up to New York.
Do it yourself and take the money they were getting paid. Do it.
He doesn't have that option to edit it himself.
Yeah, but John, the guy who's editing right now, he's real good, and he knows.
If I wasn't mixing
but
a
skate
record,
tricks is the hardest part.
It's like mixing a record. I wouldn't trust somebody to get the guitar sound, the CKY sound, the same that I would, or put the band together sound like it does in the end. If your fucking vision is best, you're the only one who's going to be able to do it. I wouldn't trust anybody to mix my record.
Well, some of the thing that kind of frustrates me the most is the fact that, I mean, Warner Brothers gives us a big budget, but in the budget there's no money for the music end of it. And I know what bands that I like and I know what I want to use, but, you know, they can't spend $100,000 on all the songs. They can only spend like $50,000. So now I need
Everybody got to lower what their paycheck is and start paying for the quality of the product.
Right.
Not just putting it in their new bathrooms.
Right.
Get a nice new towel for their bathroom. Yeah.
Like, I wanted Andy McCoy in it so bad from Hanoi Rocks.
That's the best decision you could have made ever throughout
the movie.
That
I paid $14,000 just for
out of my own money
to pay.
And they were all giving you shit. Remember, like, oh, I don't know if I would do that, Bam. And the fact that you did it makes
because
it so much better.
Businessmen in Hollywood don't know who Hanoi Rocks is, and they say they bring no value to Hollywood. It's like, yeah, but they bring value to the rock and roll industry, and so many people want to see them on film.
Aside from the fact that he's a character, like, you know,
24/7
original. That's a dude. He's a real character. You know how to pick characters. You chose Vito. He's a hell of a character,
yeah.
Right?
And
so
and
you got an idea for who's good character on film. He's got a great character. You had to pay extra to make the film better.
Yeah, but I mean, they could say that Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance brings no value to the movie because if you go to IMDb, he's not on anything. Yeah, but he sells millions of records, and millions of fans are going to buy it just because he's in it for 10 seconds.
But it's your movie. I think, you know, you should really be happy with it, so make sure you get the edits that you do want, regardless. Mm-hmm. Whether you have to do the work or just they fucking keep editing till Christmas and promote it now.
Shit, I wish I could keep getting paid because I'm spending 4 hours a day making notes every day. You know, just because I want it to be right.
Want me to sue the editor? call Bill Butler, Novak.
Just follow all. Call Bill Butler.
Someone give me a phone. I'll call Bill.
Call Bill Butler.
Should I give him a call? I think you really just got to swallow your pride to sit up there as long as it takes.
I know.
I mean, absolutely. if you want a proper outcome.
But it's so time consuming.
Fuck it, the product's going
to
be
yeah,
better.
Yeah, but
you'd
rather have
you
something out
shitty
there 100% than half-assed.
He knows what he's got to do. He just hates the fact that he has to deal with it. That's all.
Yeah, well, work sucks, so
yeah.
Do it.
Man. Just do it.
All right, well, let's play an old Turbo Negro song called Suburban Prince's Death Song, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Missy's friend Ariana about dating a 65-year-old. We'll be back.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
action, baby.
My God.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
All right, I am back. This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, and I'm here with Missy's friend, Ariana.
Hi.
How did you two meet?
We were neighbors.
No, Missy, we were doing
dance. Yeah, but we were neighbors first. That's then true. We started working at the dance.
You guys model underwear for each other and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the reason I invited Ariana over today is because she has a very interesting story about her first boyfriend that I thought all the listeners would appreciate.
How old were you?
I was 15, and he told me he was 55, but he wasn't 55,
he
was 65,
and her grandfather's friend.
Wait, let's get this sorted out, man, because this is fucking sick and perverted.
Who knew that that was your boyfriend?
Well,
your mom
besides
didn't.
You.
My mom didn't know, but my friends knew, and they used to take me to motels and drop me off because I couldn't drive.
Whoa.
So why did you like this 65-year-old fuck?
I have no idea.
Did he buy you things?
Did he have a lot of money?
No, he didn't have a lot of money, and he wasn't that attractive.
What kind of car did he drive?
An Infiniti.
Gray hair? Normal hair?
White hair. White, like his shirt.
Like Steve Martin?
Yeah, Steve Martin.
Was he fat?
No, he was skinny and like 5'4".
So his skin was all fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Shit.
Ew.
Was he all loose?
Yeah. Okay, tell the story about his pubes.
Yeah,
please.
That's what my next was his pubic hair white, like his head.
Oh, wait
so,
a minute.
So the pervert made me suck his penis. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about this story.
It's your boyfriend.
I know, you like this old fuck.
At the time.
How old were you?
15 and 65. Holy Jesus. Shit.
Man, that sounds like a lawsuit to me.
Big Who's time. Humping you now?
Who's humping me now?
Yeah.
A guy named Dave. He's 28. That's
all right with
it? So back to the 65-year-old,
okay.
Babe.
That's why he's not here.
Okay, let's talk about Leo. Here
okay, so about his pubes. They were like, he didn't, you know how people trim? I'm sure you trim around.
I don't actually.
Okay, well, you don't.
I'm minging.
But you probably have a curl in your hair, right?
Right.
Okay.
I do have a gray hair in my head, like your boyfriend.
But I think when you get older, your pubes, they lose the curl and they just, they go straight out.
Ew, man.
And they, it would
like
get caught
haircut.
In my teeth.
Ew. Ew,
like dental floss.
Like dental floss.
How long did you date him for?
Yeah.
2 years of my life.
What the
life.
Fuck?
What?
Who did you cheat on him?
And then when
you
her
love this man.
When her grandfather found out what was going on, they lived in the same apartment complex. He would walk past Leo and see him and spit on him.
That's it. That's
so
all he did.
Why did you break up with this man, or did he break up with you?
No, I
she
broke
got caught.
Up with him. No, I did get caught, and you know what happened? My stepdad at the time, he lived in Florida. This guy, Leo. I hope you're listening. And he put banana peels in his exhaust pipe, my stepdad, so his car would, like, blow up. So I slashed his Porsche tires and scratched the car, and the police were called.
So what made you find this 65-year-old man attractive? There's more than meets the eye with this story. There's more than meets the eye. There's something that you're not telling
us. Was there money?
Did
he make you laugh?
No. What
was
the attraction?
She likes older men. Her first crush was
65. Is like
Woody
dead.
Allen.
Yeah, Woody.
When she
is
was a
mean.
Child, she liked Woody Allen. All the other little girls liked Kurt Cameron, and Ari liked Woody Allen.
Did you lose your virginity to this guy? Or were you
yes!
Already, you lost your virginity to a 65-year-old
yes!
Man.
Where is this guy now? Is he in jail?
He was
he...
in Florida, next to my
Was he now, 75?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's
no,
knocking
wait,
on death's door now.
How old would he? 8 years older. 72.
Would you still fuck him?
No! I would shoot
It's not
him.
Much different than 65, babe.
Oh, he's probably shooting Viagra in his veins if he wants to get a hard-on now.
He's speedballing Viagra and Valiums.
Did this happen in Florida or in PA?
It happened. Here, it started in Florida, and then he would fly up every other week and stay at the Hillside Motel on Route 1.
How did he first make his advances toward you? Do you remember the first time he hit on you?
Ew, well, the Hillside Motel, that place is a minion.
A dump. She
is
used
it?
To go there to hump him.
Ew, man.
Bella used to come.
Hey, your dog?
Yeah.
Did you swallow?
No wonder that dog got his eye taken out after the
did
shit he
used
saw.
To come?
Did I used to
the
come?
Fuck?
Yeah.
I actually did.
Where did he come on you at?
Okay, he was my tennis
Let's not
instructor.
Get that detailed.
I just can't. I'm trying to picture this in my head. Yeah, it's not crazy. Working.
Missy had the picture. I don't know where you put it.
I would love to see what this dude looks like.
I have a picture.
That'd be worth
them
a thousand words.
Of his jizz on you?
No, of them standing on the tennis court together. Like, he's like pressed up against me, and at the time I was 14 in that picture.
What a weird guy.
Yeah, man. But you have to—you have to let everyone know that you were like consenting, like you were like, "Yeah, yeah I like."
Did
Leo.
He know that you
Do
were 15?
Yes,
it's still rape, honestly.
It is definitely rape.
All three of its children were older than me.
Well, what's the laws go? Is it like 16 and above for consent?
No,
the
come
word?
On.
No, it's 18, 16.
Did his kids know about you
they
and him
met me.
Together? Did they know you two were an item?
Yes.
An item.
How disgusting.
I don't know what else to say for that combo.
Man.
Jesus.
Did you film anything?
No. Oh, God.
Missy
has the only paraphernalia, so she's going to have to find it.
I would say if there's G on the F, then PB, but I'm not saying anything
that,
with this one.
That's a fine line to cross with that. 15 and 65.
That's insane.
That's just not right. He needs a psychiatrist.
Maybe 15 and
that
18
dude was
or something.
Yeah, that's four times as old as you.
That's like your grandfather.
It could have been her grandfather.
It could have.
Oh, man.
It could have been...
How old's your grandfather?
Worse than that, great grandfather.
He is 7. Actually, he's old. He's 78. But still.
Yeah, you're man.
Oh man.
All right. So what makes you so cool about it now? You're just like laughing and giddy about it.
It's
gonna have major
like
effects
that.
To you.
It's better to be like that than
I don't know,
sad
Missy,
miserable.
You know
I
me.
Think she likes the fact that no one could see what she looks like, and it's on the radio, so she could fill her guts.
Yeah.
But she's looking right here. I hear the story. So do you feel fine about this? I mean, you feel damaged.
I mean, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish
were you
she
damaged?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty together. But I mean. I think he should be in jail. I'm sorry that I didn't pursue that. Because it's too late now.
Would you put an 85-year-old in jail?
Oh, fuck yeah. What, do you think he's still pursuing
younger
girls?
I imagine he is. He bought a brand new Mercedes or something, and my grandfather said he had like 3 young girls there. And he's not attractive.
Do you honestly believe you were the only person he was fucking at that time?
No.
Alright.
Are there young chicks in his life at the time?
Not that I know of.
But did you want to do it just as much as he did, or was he just talking you
in
everything?
Yeah, was he chasing you, or was it mutual?
I think in the beginning, he was definitely... I was uncomfortable with it. But then I just kind of got into it.
Sweet talked his way.
This is your first boyfriend?
Yeah.
He was 85?
No, 65. 65.
Give 65. Him a little bit of credit here. Come on, 20 years.
Yeah. But he told you he was 55? Did you ever ask to see his license?
I should have believed him.
How do you even know his name is Leo?
Yeah,
exactly.
Good point.
Did you go to church with him?
Could be Jim.
He's Jewish.
Was he married?
He's Jewish?
Yeah, isn't that make it even worse? I'm Jewish.
Jewish people aren't supposed to do that.
Was he married?
Nobody. He had been married, and his ex-wife is a lesbian.
Wow.
There's so many angles to go on the story. I don't really know where to jump in at.
Man almighty.
Who'd have thought, who'd have thunk, what the fuck?
Who'd have thought, who'd have known?
What's your new boyfriend think about it?
Yeah, does he talk? Do you talk about him to your new one?
Not really. I mean, if he heard this, he wouldn't be feeling it. That's why he's not here.
He wants to beat his ass.
Does he kind of know?
He knows. He knows that I've only been with older men and losers. Because
is this the oldest man you've been with? Have you been?
Yeah, but
older
I was with like a 41-year-old after that. Missy knew him.
What's with you?
His name
these...
was Perry. A different Perry.
Steve Perry.
What's with you on these older guys? Is there a fixation?
I don't
what?
Know. You know the shrinks.
Big dicks. What?
That. Oh, he didn't have a big dick. He was like 5'4".
Wait, you don't. Your father's not around.
Yeah, is your father? Good
no,
question,
my,
Chad.
No, that is a good question. But my dad saw us every weekend, and I still see him, and I have a good relationship with him. So I don't know. What
was your dad around growing up?
Yeah. Well, every weekend.
So do you think it could be possible you're searching for a father figure and a boyfriend?
No.
Yeah, but she wasn't fucking her dad.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she's
that's
fucking a guy
argument.
Her dad's age, or was.
No, but you like to be taken care of.
Yeah, it's like strippers.
Like
they always
dad.
Go with older guys because they're looking for a father figure.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it.
You want to stay a little girl forever.
Oh, God.
So if you have a daughter, what would you tell her?
Like, I don't know. I'd put a camera somewhere on her because I wouldn't want this to happen to someone else.
You'd be spying on her?
Wait, how old are you right now?
I'm 23.
Now,
this
I used to tell Ariana
ago.
That
Eight
I
years
thought
ago.
that her mother started telling her that she was 1 year old when she was really 10 and tricked her out of 10 years because there's no way that she's really 23. I think she's really 33. And that she was just confused her entire
life. Parents do do fucked up shit like that. Could be a possibility. My dad would have done it.
At 18, she was like the most mature, like, person ever. We worked at a salon together and she used to come in.
Because she was fucking a 65-year-old.
She would come in with her shirt with the neck cut off and lean over the counter to talk to people and you could see straight down to her belly button. She is the reason the entire staff had to wear uniforms.
Don't you hang out with tons of gay guys?
Yeah.
Do you watch them get it on?
No, but I'll tell you this. My friend Drew, who is a homosexual, he wanted to eat a girl out. So he was saying, hey, can I eat your pussy? Can I eat your pussy at work? He was asking everyone. Donna at Starbucks with the fupa.
Wait,
I don't know Donna.
Wait,
but
didn't he? I know which one. But didn't he do it once and he said it tastes like copperfish and blood?
Copperfish and blood, that's the story, yeah. He did it, and I watched with my fat friend Mike.
He just got a bad girl. That's
yeah, it's
all.
My best friend.
Having a bad day.
Lindsay.
You and Mike sat there and watched
it. It was on my couch, and we were sitting on the chair watching it.
Daytime, nighttime?
Nighttime.
Drinks involved?
No.
Dead sober?
You ever do anal with him?
No, I haven't... I only have fingers in my butt. I don't like anything.
You don't
else.
Like dick up the ass?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
No, and my boyfriend wants to, but I have irritable bowel.
You think you're going to get a leaky ass?
You're scared of a leaky ass? Have an olive martini and go for it.
Yeah, that shit is true. One time before I was with my girlfriend, I was fucking this broad in the ass, and it was all over white satin sheets, and I'm banging around the ass. I take my dick out as soon as I come, and shit explodes all over the bed. I'm like, you dirty bitch, clean that up, and left her in her fucking shit-stained bed.
She probably had irritable.
Yeah, the bitch needs a control when she's getting fucked up the ass.
She's getting pretty X-rated off.
Yeah.
So, man, you got a lot of stories. I don't know where to dig with. I don't know where to jump in on this.
Yeah.
Remember in New Hope?
I kind of lost for words.
Yo, Bam, this is my homie buddy Chris.
Yo, Bam, this is my homie buddy Chris. Bam, he's the man.
Give me $20 and you could have 2 pumps.
I was going to let this dude stick his dick in my mouth for 2 pumps for $20. And then I told him I was going to move in with him for 3 days for $1,500.
You probably would do it too.
Most girls get abused like that. Most girls get abused like that. They're like on the stripper pole now.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Well, I graduated college today.
Which one?
Today.
Yay. Congratulations.
I'm not stripping.
What did you get a degree in?
Sociology. What will I do with that? I don't know.
So you don't have any plans to follow up?
No.
Cool. Did that old dude pay your tuition?
He was paying for something along those lines. I'm not really sure what your attraction was to him, but there's more than meets the eye with it, I believe.
Definitely not money, because he didn't
Did he have the gift of gab? Could he make you laugh? What was he
no,
doing?
No, he wasn't doing funny. Something he was so you. Serious and jealous. He used to watch me get off the school bus.
You just probably
thought, and if I was talking to a guy,
he was like a dad.
What
her dad
a tweaker,
wasn't watching
man.
Get off the bus, so she looked at the next guy who
no,
was protecting
he was just,
her.
He was just abusive.
Thank
Who?
You.
But he was abusive?
No,
did he beat
no,
you up?
What?
Did he beat
daddy.
On you and shit?
No.
Sounds like he needs to be behind bars and sort some things out if he's dating 15-year-olds.
He's a predator.
Yeah, yes.
A predator.
You ever watch that TV show, The Predators?
He wouldn't even let her talk
on,
to other dudes.
Chris Hansen.
Dateline. He might show up on that show one day. Just keep watching that.
I hope he does.
I'm surprised like the feds aren't listening now. They're probably like
I hope they do. His name is Leo R.
Hey.
Hey.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to play a song. This is Gogol Bordello, Gypsy Punks, Radio Bam, Sears 28 Faction.
Wow.
Sally was a 15-year-old girl from Nebraska. Gypsies were passing through her little town. They dropped something on the road. She picked it up. And cultural revolution right away began. Oh no! Cult Revolution just began! Revolution just began. Alright. They always were afraid that I was schizophrenic. They always were afraid что я родину продал. А по правде я был просто маленький медведик. Я все нахуй проебал. Oh no, Cult Revolution just began. Oh no, Cult Revolution just began. I'd like to be a big fat fucking fly. The one that spins around your head all day and all night. And sound of it is just like a what? But by the accident of some kind of dispensation, I ended up being a walking unique invention. And I survived even fucking radiation. A big fat fucking what? And I would visit you alive.
How the fuck you say it? It's a serious. I'm serious. 28. Faction.
Yo, Bam, this is my homie buddy Chris. Say the top.
He's a man, Bam.
He's a man, Bam.
And he had some good treats with him that night too.
Oh God.
I've never had a gay man speechless before in my life.
Remember the My Chemical Romance show? And then they shouted out to me and Missy.
Track five.
And Missy was, Mandy was in heaven, wasn't she?
Oh, God. She's like, I've never been so close to him in my life. I got to play guitar here all night, saw My Chemical Romance, and we fucked. That was her. If she could have heaven, that's what heaven would be every night for this fucking crazy broad that I love.
two weeks before that, I went to the Pogue show, and I went up. The guard wouldn't let me back and forth, but I had an all-access pass, and I was like, I'm not listening to you. I'm going out to smoke a cigarette. Went out there. They wouldn't let me back
Gorilla
in.
Gorilla Logic.
Margera Gorilla Logic. com. So then I had to call the guy who owns the place, because Clear Channel owns Electric Factory, and they also own the club that we're opening in Westchester, Filthy Note. And
Clear Channel?
Yeah. Well, they're the ones who are booking the bands.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're outside in the parking lot calling the owner?
Yeah, and then they let me back in, that. And I just laughed at the dude's face again. I'm like, you have no pool whatsoever.
What if that happens at your bar?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What am I going to do, kick myself out?
So why wouldn't the guy let you back in? What was his defense for not doing that? Did he have a reason, or was he just having Gorilla Logic?
Well, he had Gorilla Logic, too, because I'm like, what's the problem? I'm going out to smoke, and then I'll be
all
back.
Access pass.
Yeah, and he's like, you can't just keep going back and forth. I'm like, watch me.
He was trying to make his own rules up that night.
Yeah, definitely.
He's the kind of guy who wanted to be a cop his whole life and only made it to a security guard status. He got a fucking plastic badge and a little belt buckle with a stick on it. That's about as far as he's going in life.
My name's Novak. My book's coming out September 1st.
September 1st, Dream Seller.
September 1st, that's
the
date.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you should probably get in line and buy it, G, because I'm not giving you a copy.
Hey! I already got the book, though.
The book.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
He shot the photo of the cover and the back cover, and you're not even going to give him a copy?
No, of course not. No, I'll give you half of the copy, so you have to buy the other half.
Yeah, that's all good.
I'll cut the book in half for you.
Give it to him half price.
I'll give you half the chapters for half the price.
Nice.
And we're filming the movie in September as well.
Yeah. Which band plays me?
Don't you have to drop like crazy amounts of weight? Did you say you're going on an IV for
well,
that?
Well, shit, if I just stop drinking, yeah. I'll lose 15 pounds as it is.
I mean, you can basically do what they want you to do, just make it a little harder. You know what I mean? Exercise more, no drinking.
I remember you said you're going to go on like a liquid diet. Like
pretty much. Well, I met this dude, Jacasso, who...
Gosh, yeah, he's the fucking man.
Yeah. He's like who's a it? Personal trainer.
Dude, he'll give every dude in this room a boner just by looking at him.
Really?
Fucked up.
Hotter than Brad Pitt?
Dude.
Come on, think.
His body's really,
it's fucked
really
up.
Well taken care of.
I don't think he has 1 ounce of body fat on him.
Bam was like, show Miss your abs. Come on, show your abs.
But
he lifted up his shirt and
she's like, whoa!
Me an abs.
Like,
whoa!
Like,
put it down now.
It's not like a buff dude, though.
That's
like,
what I'm
he's
thinking. Like, is he a big frat?
No, you know what he's built? He's built like Troy. Like, fucking... No, not Troy Miller. Like
that's what I was thinking.
He's built like a Greek god. Like,
Brad Pitt. He played Troy.
Yeah, like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, like yeah. Oh, there you go.
He's not big and bulky. He's just like thin but really well defined muscles. Not all
insane. It's exactly how you would want to look if you pictured yourself.
I was watching this thing on TV the other night, and they were doing commentaries on all the best movies made, and they said Fight Club has the best image of Brad Pitt's body ever for any of the movies he's done. They said that's hands down the best shape he's ever been in his life for a movie.
Yeah, I agree.
They said it's fucking his little V's down here could cut paper. They were so sharp. Seriously.
Was that a gay magazine?
No, fucking... Geez, something you'll never look at. You're too fat and out of shape for it to keep him.
Yeah, but he lost 40 pounds, though.
Doesn't look like it.
I think it looks like it. You gotta give him some credit.
He's sitting down slunched over. His stomach still looks the same. Stand up.
Yeah,
come
up,
on, don't take a lot of effort to stand up.
Show.
Lift that shirt up.
Show him the shirt.
Come on, man.
It's a gut. I mean, I still got a little gut. Come on.
You just must get your girlfriend drunk to fuck you. That's all. I'm just kidding.
And I told Jacasso.
I'm just kidding.
I said to Jacasso, I'm like, dude, I barely even eat that much, but I probably have like 10 beers a day. You know, sometimes. Sometimes I won't have any, but most of the time it's like 10 beers. And, oh, Jesus Christ. Like,
what's he recommend for a fit-ass body?
Just tofu. Just vegetables, really.
It was basically all protein, no carbs, and
a lot of cardio.
No beer whatsoever.
What about liquor?
No, nothing with calories.
Nothing to get you fucked up?
He said there's 3,500 calories in 1 pound. So 10 beers is like, that's almost 1,000 calories right there. Actually, more, unless you're drinking it.
But depends on how your metabolism is.
I mean, beer really doesn't tickle my fancy too much. I need, like, hard... I mean, it's just...
Anything with sugar is calories. Anything.
Take a look at Villa. He's thin as fuck. He probably eats, like, a half of a lima bean a day, but he was drinking, like, 20 beers a day for a year straight. And he had, like... You could see that he didn't have the same tone that he did when he started.
Well, if you look at you see Kerry Guest, dude. I mean, he drinks all the time. He's got a high metabolism.
But he skates his ass off all day.
I'm skinny. I eat whatever I want. I just don't drink a lot.
You just drink Jack, pretty much, right, Jeff? I mean, Jack.
Yeah.
Jess.
Yeah. Jack and Jess came out at the same time.
Blowback.
So, no, but you don't even drink beer, do you, Chad?
No, not really.
What
not
do you weigh?
I weigh probably, I don't know, I don't weigh myself because I don't feel fat enough to do that.
I'm guessing 150.
I'm not into it, really. I don't even give a shit. But I'm just saying.
You were a lot thinner, though, when you were jumping around on stage all day for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You weren't a lot thinner.
I don't know, you look the same to me.
Well, whatever.
Well,
I'm not as concerned with it as you guys.
I was going to say,
I think you'll get over it. It's what your makeup is. I don't really think it has everything to do with what you eat. I think it's a matter of who the fuck you are. If your build is supposed to be one way or another, you can fight it. Some people have a harder time.
Yeah, but it just kind of depends on what you do all day. I mean, sometimes I'll skate for 4 hours. Sometimes I'll skate 1 hour. Sometimes I won't skate at all. Sometimes I'll kayak. Like, everything I do every day is completely different. I don't have a routine at all.
Or bike ride. Don't you do that still?
I sit in front of a studio monitor.
In a while.
In front of a studio monitor for 14 hours a day on my ass. I mean, I get no exercise.
I felt like the biggest fat piece of shit last night. I slept all day and woke up at 10:30 at night and ordered a cheesesteak, fries, and a soda.
Did you eat it all?
Yeah, I wanted to kill myself. Big
time. Let's see those beautiful V's now that we haven't seen you.
I think I'm losing them, man. I've been all clean and shit, and I'm not really happy about losing the V's.
You are losing.
What are the V's?
V's are what every girl wants.
They're where your leg
I'm losing them. I had a fucking great before. Body. Now I'm losing them, man. I'm ready to settle back on the food. Because I got clean, and I haven't ate a proper meal in like fucking 6-7 months. So I was just eating hamburgers, cheeseburgers, pizzas, and now it's carrying over to where I've been clean now for a while. But I'm
and
still
listen to how much
like
better you
idiot.
Sound.
I know. Everything's good, except I'm not really happy with the eating technique
Here's
I acquired.
Here's you 2 months ago.
I'm clean.
You don't seem like it.
Nah. It's just because I'm coming off of everything.
I'm
still
Well, can I take a look at your cigarette? Oh, what are all these pills?
My mom gave them to me. You could call her and ask her.
Yeah, that was your excuse to everything.
Call my mom and ask her. That's what you said.
12-year-old.
She didn't even take my calls.
You take me for the biggest moron
no,
ever.
No, when I'm on drugs, I'd say the most stupidest lies, and I swear they make sense to everybody.
You trying to win the Mercedes?
So why do them then?
I don't do them. I haven't done them. Fucking
I know, but why... Now that you know right now to sober
yeah.
frame of mind,
yeah.
why do it if you just lie and everybody can read right through you?
Looking back on it now, I have no desire to do it. Right now, I have no desire to get high whatsoever. And I could if I wanted. I have no desire because I don't want... Since I've been clean, I've noticed that I'm actually worth something to somebody. You know what I mean? Like, people actually care about my opinion for shit. People actually want to know what the fuck I'm doing instead of avoiding my calls at all costs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I actually like the sense of responsibility that I'm gaining, which has been quite a while since I've had it.
No, Mac, until now, I never realized that you actually were a smart dude.
I wrote a book, serious. Motherfucker.
Yeah, but I'm saying now. Now that you're sober, I've talked to you, had a real conversation.
Hannah,
wow,
you can call me Arthur Novak now.
No, yeah. I know what you're saying, Anna.
Arthur Novak.
Sir. Sir Brandon Novak.
I actually can come out of my mouth with complete sentences these days.
It's true.
It's a
miracle. You actually have a thought behind it. It's like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know right. where I'm going with my thoughts.
He is clean. Fuck yeah.
Dr. Brandon.
That's good.
PhD.
Congratulations.
I saw that doctor yesterday. Remember that one I brought up here?
Yeah.
Well, I stopped by my mom's. Yeah, Ali, a fucking idiot. I stopped by my mom's yesterday. He lives right around the corner. Everyone I seem to rip off lives right around the corner from my mother because, once again, I burned him for $500.
It's because you were sleeping in the alley.
And I see him yesterday, and I'm like, wait, I know that guy. I was in a car. And he totally stopped dead in his tracks to look at me. He definitely sees me. And I have the money in my pocket that
and
I was supposed
so
to.
And he so wasn't a doctor, by the
no,
way.
No, he was a doctor. So you call him. This
really?
Is the truth. You can call my mother and ask her, and that's the truth.
Well, he's a
she
twisted
works with
doctor.
Him. Yeah, all doctors, half of them are so high on pills, they don't. You know what I mean? They're like 50 years old, but they live like they're 25, and they want to hang out with young people. So they do what young people want to make them happy, to hang out. But I saw him yesterday, and I had all the money in my pocket that I ripped him off for, and I'm like, should I give it to him? Should I? Nah. I will give it to him, but not yesterday. I didn't have it yesterday. I mean, I had it, but.
You don't have enough to give him that and have money.
Exactly.
Left.
Yeah.
Good I got point. You.
Yeah.
How much
you.
Gonna
I probably
would
have done the same thing. In
how much are you gonna need till you start paying people back?
Well, at least for fucking me to have all my bills settled. I can't start paying people and then go in debt
and
myself.
A little in the bank. And a couple
I don't need
houses.
Shit in the bank. I just need my bills paid.
I gotta pay Bam back first.
I don't know Bam anything right now. I'm actually on the up and up with him.
About yeah.
that watch.
Yeah. What about a $10,000 watch?
I offered to pay you that back. You're like, I don't even want it because you'll never give it.
You'll never give it.
See. If you wanted it, I would give it to you.
If you were a stand-up dude, you would give it to him anyway.
Yeah,
he was gonna ask you for it.
Just like when he thought I took the ribs, was never gonna pay him back. Paid you back every dollar of that. I pay him back when he says he wants it. I'm like, you want the money? I'll give the money back.
I don't want it. I just never mind.
He just thinks you should give it
fucking
to him anyway.
Fucking principal, Novak.
Yeah, principal.
Jesus Christ!
All
right.
Call the principal in here. Not that kind of thing.
He wants you to not have to be told to give him the money back that you
have. All right, and I get it.
Nah. I want you to listen to this Lacrimus Profound song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amber Girl, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Fuck you.
Faction, and we have about 13 minutes left, so let's take some phone calls.
We're taking phone calls.
Who we got?
Calling in. Got somebody on.
Oh, can we turn down the music?
Absolutely.
Hello?
This is Dustin.
Yo, what's up?
Dustin.
Hey, what's up, man?
Off your show.
Where are you from?
Columbus,
Ohio? Hey.
Yeah, Ohio, not Georgia.
Okay, what's going on?
Hey, my brother locked his keys in his car, and this prostitute comes up to him and says, for $20, I'll do whatever you want. He said, break out my fucking window. And she smashed his window, right? So he gets into his car, but he didn't pony up the $20.
Oh.
That's not right.
You're right about that, my friend.
When you hire a prostitute, you pay her for her services, right?
Yeah, good ethics, yeah.
For sex.
Yeah.
Or anything.
I mean, if you consider that sex.
How did she break the window?
Right, so you get into it.
With her
that must be sure, but hey, don't ask, don't tell, right?
She hot?
Yeah, well, of course.
There's holes in this story. I bet he banged her out.
Holes in that prostitute, and they wasted him.
Your brother's not telling all that means to I, my friend.
Yeah, I got you.
Is your brother
you're
there?
Right about that? No, he's not.
Why did you tell
you're
that
right.
story?
Huh?
Why did you tell that story? Where'd that come
I don't know.
From?
I just wanted to get on the air and say what's up, man.
It's just a funny story.
Let's get started.
Yeah. All right, you're the man.
All right, take it easy.
Hell yeah, thanks, Dustin.
Dusting off my shelves.
Who else we got?
Yo, anybody else on the phone? Let's see. Let me check the lines. well. Not him.
Line two?
I'll check line two.
Line two, we'll do it. I feel line two. Nah.
Hello, line two.
I'll do two. Want to do two?
How about three?
Let's do two.
Two?
Put it on, New York.
Jane?
Jane from line two.
Jamie.
Hello. Yo, what's up, Bam?
What's going on?
Is that a girl?
It's a boy.
I was wondering when's Dream Seller coming out?
September 1st, the book. And then we're filming the movie, that'll probably take,
a month or two.
Yeah, probably.
All right, sweet.
Yeah.
So what's up, Bam?
Bullshit. take another caller.
Okay.
Somebody who has something.
Thanks
to say.
For calling.
Yo, Bam, hang on.
Yeah.
You know that story about that girl that did that 75-year-old?
Yeah.
I've got a way more messed up story. I have this friend who, when she was 12 years old, she got so drunk off her ass that she fucked a 26-year-old when she was 12.
12?
Whoa. Yeah.
That's not worse.
Really?
That's pretty bad.
She fucked a 75-year-old for 2 years straight.
Well, that's a massive age difference, but 12 years old is pretty gnarly.
I mean, it's still fucked up.
So did the guy take advantage of the girl, or did the girl, was it consensual?
She was drunk, and the guy just...
What the fuck is she doing drunk at 12 in the first place? Is there even hair on a puss at 12?
This is the 21st century, man.
Yeah, why was she drunk at 12 years old? Is her dad fucking her and shit?
I saw this on Mari today.
Her dad was abusing her since she was, like, 3 years old.
That
says a lot. It speaks volumes.
She's going to be on the stripper pole soon.
So she got too old for daddy and wanted somebody else.
She's wearing the clear heels.
Ew.
Man, remember I had a cyclops hair at the age of 15? Man, I was late.
What's cyclops?
Yeah, you were
one. Early. Your first
beard hair? I had all dick hair at the age of 15.
Nah, really?
Yeah.
15.
15.
So all you kids who worried nothing sprouting.
I started hitting. I had puberty at 16.
Cyclops.
Dude, I cummed for the first time when I was 11.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
I remember I was 14.
And I've been doing it to myself ever since.
Only way from there is up. We were 14 at the Power House, and me and Bucky were skating, and Chris Sen was there. And I had never been with a girl in my life, and there was some chick in there, and Bucky gave a nickname Brownie, like the vacuum cleaner, because she just sucked my dick for probably 4 hours, and they had to pull her, off me. I'm like, this is great and all, but it's been 4 hours and nothing's happening.
4 hours.
4 hours, I swear to God, 4 hours.
She must have really sucked that.
Brownie was her name. That bitch sucked me one.
Four hours. That's a mean one. That's a long time.
I swear to ask Bucky, as God is my witness.
That was not.
Who's
mean.
Your witness, God or Bucky?
Chap lips, chap dick.
She was kind of minging too.
Any more good subjects on that line?
What? Which line? The chorus.
Chris in Toronto. Chris.
On the chorus line. Go ahead.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Round up for Chris.
What's going on, buddies?
What's up?
Yeah.
Just having some crown here, listening to you guys. I must say, it's fucking sick.
Make a man of yourself. Say something important here.
I don't got shit to say.
Rock and roll.
You gonna get pussy tonight?
We'll talk to somebody who does. It's great. Keep listening. Bye. have another caller. Anybody? Nick in Virginia.
Yeah, right? Nick.
What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on?
Not too much. I actually wanted to know, y'all keep pushing back the date for the bar. What's going on with that?
The bar is done, but, you know, there's so many liquor control meetings that we have to go to Harrisburg and have meetings, get it approved, and then go to Philly, and then there's, like...
Red tape.
It's a goddamn witch hunt is what it is.
Paperwork.
Still.
Lots of
paperwork.
And the band stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the club is ready to go, but it's just all about the state of Pennsylvania and
your
paperwork.
Name.
What about the township? Are they still pushing you back, or are they just...
Not really.
Is DKY still going to open it up?
It'll happen. It just takes time.
You're in Virginia. You're going to drive out?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Rock and roll.
It's sick. Two stories.
Well, CKY's opened it. Come on, Ben.
Yes, they are.
Is that the official word, Chad?
No, I don't think so.
It's not right if CKY doesn't open up the bar.
It might not be right, but it might not really happen at all.
Explain to people how the bar is.
Geez,
talking again.
I'm going to chop your dick off and throw it in the river if you don't play.
It's not up to me.
Chad, we're talking to you as friends, not fans, man. What's the problem?
Well, as friends, I could tell you there's lots of problems that could happen.
I'm not talking to you as a friend. I'm talking to you as a fan.
Now the stakes have up, Chad.
Yeah.
You going to turn your number one fan away? Tell him to his face you don't need him no more.
What an asshole, man.
Come on, man. Get off my fucking ass. I'm done on this subject. Go on with your radio show. Who's the next caller?
Tell him he don't need you no more.
Who? Cal? 93?
No, he's from California.
He's
hello?
Fucked up at night.
Hello?
93.
Yo. 93.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Boo-boo.
hey, Bam, I saw a picture on the internet of you and Billy Joe from Green Day. I don't know if you're a big fan or if he's a big fan of yours.
Fantasy game. Hot Tubs?
Yeah, have you heard the Foxborough Hot Tubs?
Oh, is that a side band?
Yeah, the new project.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Are you a big fan of Green Day or what?
Yeah, but I'm I don't know. I like bands that are kind of smaller that I could, you know, help them out. You know, Green Day doesn't need any help. Therefore, I won't play them on the radio show. But
well,
they're definitely a good band.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, and who was the genius who was behind the subtitles on Viva La Bam with Don Vito?
Oh, I think he said one thing that you completely could not understand, they put it in there as a joke, and I started laughing my ass off. So I was just
genius,
like,
man.
Do that the whole time with Don Vito.
The best?
Yeah, thanks.
Did he go there?
No.
Oh, he's not there?
No.
All right, man.
Who's up next?
Thanks,
any other
man.
Callers? Or you want
Curtis and Callie?
Curtis.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's up?
50 cents?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Are you going to do anything with the Jackass guys anytime soon? Or is that kind of done?
No. It just takes a while to write a lot of good ideas because, you know, you kind of have to one-up the last movie. So,
yeah,
you know, it usually takes 3 years to even come up with some good ideas, and then we'll get started. So, we usually take like a 3-year break.
By where I kind of live, so that's kind of cool.
Where at?
I live in Paso, but you guys did some stuff at Pismo Beach, like way back in the day when Pontius did the Mexican sandboarding.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was where cool. I actually got the Villa's Heartogram tattoo.
Eight of them.
Yeah. You up me on that.
Bam, if you think there'd be
a
Jackass.
The music that you guys play is fucking kick-ass. Like, every time you play a new band, I always buy it.
Maybe. Oh, thanks. Well, Moxie's coming out soon. Well, soon enough. Chad's got 3 songs in the bag right now.
Sigman's mixing it on. Are you, Chad?
I'm recording and doing it.
We're doing a photo shoot.
The whole record
here.
There.
Oh, yeah. When, tomorrow?
It takes some time.
Wednesday in the barn.
It's not going to be done next week or anything.
No, I'm just saying we're doing a photo shoot.
Yeah,
Moxie.
Keep shooting some photos, man.
I am.
Yeah, man.
Moxie. Rock and roll. What else? They're not even here this week. Moxie's been here every week.
They're here.
Just get them away, Sigman.
They're here in heart.
Who's coming in
heart.
Next week?
Annie McCoy.
I thought you were
ready
gonna,
for that, miss?
Is he going to do a radio show?
With him?
Next week's radio
Well,
show?
He's having passport problems because he had like $9,000 of counterfeit money.
Where's
and,
the justice, man?
And there's no justice.
He had a reward out for him.
Yeah, a $95,000 reward leading to my arrest.
For the information leading to my arrest.
So he'll be here next week?
It's still getting worked out, but I do know that I have Hanoi Rocks right here.
Which one?
I guess that's what the sober streak is.
And now it's time to go.
I've been nothing much to you, but it's the whole
Andy McCoy, Michael Monroe from Hanoi Rocks.
I'm into fashion.
Let's play track 8.
Because it...
Go ahead, now, like, yahoo.
I'm into fashion just because of yahoo.
Track 8, man. Hanoi Rocks was a big band over on the Finland trip, man. They were there playing for us and everything.
And they're all over Where the F is Santa, and Andy McCoy is goddamn brilliant.
This is the only CD we listened to 1,000 times.
not this one.
You couldn't get tired of it. Well, any Hanoi Rocks shit, really, but...
Let's hear it. Another hostile takeover. This is Hanoi Rocks, and this is Bam signing off. Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
Later.
Peace.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.